The social institutionalization of science. The thousand-year emergence of natural philosophy was dramatically transformed beginning in the 16th century, especially in England and France, where science became a social institution. Two key figures in this transformation were the government official and philosopher Francis Bacon and the government advisor René Descartes, each of whom emphasized an aspect of Galileo's approach. In his Nova Morganon, Bacon undertook an extended criticism of Aristotelian aims and methods. Bacon argued for a radical reproposing of natural philosophy in which knowledge production would be more concerned with the development of power and control over nature than its contemplation. In support of this transformation, Bacon appealed to the Christian revelation of charity or love of neighbor as the highest good. To live out the divine commandment to practice charity and take care of others, it was necessary, Bacon argued, to set aside fruitless disputation and get to work. With regard to the method of such work, Bacon undertook to clear away false methods and propose new ones. Book 1, for instance, identified, page 74, four idols that commonly divert scientific inquiry from its proper activity of creating new knowledge.